miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
It's always important to ask the question, are you okay, of anyone?
Claire, yeah, of
friends,
course.
Family.
Yeah.
It's also important to listen and also important to be able to speak about it if you need to speak about anything that's going on in your life. And it's no more important this week because Are You Okay Day is on Thursday. Community Ambassador Karen joins us right now. Good morning,
morning.
Karen.
Good morning.
Now, Karen, this year there is a new acronym for Are You Okay Day and it's called ALEC. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
So what's ALEC all about?
So ALEC's really about the four steps of the conversation. So A for ask,
yep.
Are you okay? L, listen without judgment. E, to encourage action. And C, to check in.
That's okay. So important.
Yeah.
We're going to follow those four throughout this week. So every
absolutely.
Day through to Are You Okay Day on Thursday, we're going to focus on one of those. Now, it can be a bit hard though, Karen, for people to ask the question.
Yeah, that's right. One in three Australians are actually afraid of asking the question because
really?
I guess they're afraid of the answer.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's okay to not be okay, but some people find it a little bit difficult to know what to do.
Yeah.
So asking the question is really quite important.
And when you think about it, it's such
a simple question.
It is.
To
are you
ask.
Okay?
Yep. Yeah.
But it's sort of funny how people find it difficult to do because then they wouldn't be some wouldn't be prepared for the answer.
No, that's right. And I guess the thing really is not to ask the question to fix somebody's problems.
Yeah.
But just to listen and so people know that they're not alone,
yep.
that there's support out there. Maybe talk about where you can go from there with the person who's maybe struggling. So, yeah.
It's just it's crazy to think that just asking are you okay could be such a hard question. But I guess there are those out there who just don't know how to react. You're so used to hearing that, oh, yeah, I'm fine, that not hearing I'm fine would be a little bit scary.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people it is as well. And I think trying to find the right time when you sort of know there's something wrong and you want to ask somebody and help them and finding the right time, you know, not asking in the middle of the main street where you can't sit
yeah.
and
yeah.
listen or, you know, or in the movies where you can't, you know, have a conversation and stuff, but just to sit for a moment and say, you know, like I've noticed things aren't going too well. Did you want to talk about it? Are you okay? You know, so you can have the conversation and the conversation can flow from there.
That's such an important thing behind it all is
yeah.
making sure you've got that right moment, that right time to ask.
Because
so
you want to make sure, yeah, you want
to
make sure you're able to listen after you ask that question. You don't want to just walk away.
Yeah, that's right. And some people will say no, yes, that
yeah.
they're okay.
Yeah.
But if you know they're not, it's just to continue asking that conversation when you can.
Yeah, that's so important.
Mm.
Now, if we want some help, if we need it ourselves, or if there's someone that we think might need a little bit of help, there's some obviously fantastic support numbers to call.
Yeah, that's right. You can call Lifeline on 131114 or Beyond Blue on 1300224636, or just check in with your GP if you're
yeah.
not sure. Start there.
And
absolutely.
Also, the Are You Okay Day breakfast Thursday morning.
Thursday morning, 7:30 till 9:30 on Peach's Coffee Terrace.
Who do we call if you want to come along?
You can call me on 0400-298-579.
Fantastic. Well, Karen, we cannot wait till Thursday morning, the Are You Okay Day breakfast, and we will be keeping the conversation going all week.
Yeah, thanks,
great.
Karen.
Thank you.
The time has arrived where Florida is already bunkered down and hoping
yeah.
for the best. Hurricane Irma is making its way just past the Florida Keys at the moment. And a very good friend of mine lives in Florida near Fort Lauderdale, but she's made the trek up north to Orlando, where a lot of the theme parks are, to ride out the storm.
Yeah.
She joins us right now. Tanya, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you going? How is it over there at the moment?
Right now, being in Orlando, which is very center, like more central of the state, it's not too bad. We're just getting some rain and some wind, but none of it is really any different than like a typical Florida storm. But we're expected to get hit pretty hard later into the evening and early morning as of right now.
Now, Tanya, are you expecting to get the eye, I guess, of the storm over you guys, or is it going to go away from you?
No, right now it's supposed to go just west of Tampa, which is actually bad from what we're hearing because it doesn't allow the storm to slow down as much as they hoped. And Tampa has got such an easy flooding area. So it actually could be worse for Tampa if the eye stays west and it stays over water, which is what they're expecting it to do right now.
Yeah, which is they're expecting storm surges up to 5 meters, which is bigger than the building we're in now. Now, Tanya, we did say you drove north because you live just sort of near Fort Lauderdale, a little place called Coconut Creek. Are you worried about going home the next couple of days?
I was up until about yesterday when they started talking more about it shifting more towards the west and hitting more like Naples, Sarasota instead of Miami, Fort Lauderdale quite as direct. So I'm not too worried now. I probably could have stayed home, except all of my friends that did stay down there have pretty much lost power.
Yeah.
So it would be getting really hot right now because it is still warm down here. Even though we have this storm coming through.
Well, I was going to say 1.6 million homes are without power at the moment. So you've done all right by going north, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be safer up here. We're probably still going to get hit with they're predicting up to 75, 80 mile per hour winds, but that's different. That's definitely better than being down closer to the coast. So.
Now, Tanya, have you ever been through a storm like this or a hurricane like Irma before?
Yeah, I've been through several. I've never been through a Cat 4, which is Irma was a Cat 5, and then she got downgraded to a 4 and then a 3, and then she went back to a 4, and now she's a 3 again. But the strongest one I went through was, I've been through several 3s, and a couple of 2s, and then like a bunch of tropical storms, and they're pretty scary. Actually, Dane, one of the 3s I rode out on Castaway.
Yeah,
which is
right.
Where Dane and I met.
So so we used to work for Disney's Private Island Castaway Key, right? So Disney Cruise Line essentially own an island, and that would have been right in the path of this one too. So I presume they would have evacuated the island where I used to work. So but they were sort of prepared for it, but they would have definitely ridden it out and gone somewhere for this one.
Yeah, cool. I think we're getting. I'm outside, sorry. We're getting a band right now. The wind just got heavy.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what's a cleanup like after, like, a Cat 3 or a Cat 4?
Well, it really does vary. I mean, fortunately, Irma is so big, and they've been watching her for so long that they really have told people, you know, take it seriously, be prepared. And so it really has been, people have been kind of going crazy getting prepared for about a week now, which is good, so they can get stuff that's loose that's, you know, maybe outside in their yard that could be flying around. They can take that in or down or get it out of the way. So cleanup, it'll help with that a little bit. But regardless, mostly we're going to deal with a lot of trees down. I already heard that a construction crane in Miami collapsed. So there's going to be a lot of that kind of stuff that we're going to have to clean up that there was just no way to avoid in, you know, preparing for something like this.
Yeah.
They're worried about storm, like the roads being clear because of the storm. Mm. So I don't know how quickly I'll be able to get back home because of just wind damage and trees and roads and, you know, power lines down. But we'll have to see. Florida has been doing... I mean, they've been through this a lot, so they have a pretty good scenario thing kind of set up, and they really have done a good job at keeping people prepared and keeping outside people prepared so that when they can come in to help emergency supplies and getting power back on, then we can do that as soon as possible. So.
Well, be safe, Tanya. Ride it out, and we might touch base with you the next couple of days as well, make sure everything's all good. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
Australian Survivor, 7:30 on Win Sunday and Monday nights. It's back on. And Claire, last night it was full on. There wasn't an elimination, but there was a mutiny. And that little scallywag, Pete, joins us right now. Hello,
morning.
Pete.
Good morning.
All right. Good morning, Dan and Claire.
Now, Pete, I just want to recap for everyone if you missed it last night. So what happened was Saga had to go to tribal council, but Summertow could watch, right?
Ooh.
But back at camp, Sarah had enough of Luke. Luke's sort of running the roost at the moment, ruling the roost. Sarah's gone to Pete, said, look, we can get rid of Luke. We just got to get some numbers.
Yes.
Except at tribal council, no one got voted out. There was a mutiny. Pete was they were all offered the chance to jump ship. And Pete, you jumped.
I did. I jumped, and I jumped high.
Yeah, and you landed in Summertow.
Now, Pete, did you think about Sarah at all when you made this decision?
It's tricky. So I never fully trusted Sarah. So something you have to remember is I was on a Sunga, I was on the bottom, and even though I didn't fully trust Sarah, I knew that Luke and Jericho absolutely were leading me on with everything they said, and I couldn't trust them. So it was more a case of who I trusted more and how I could get through, and kind of like... you can't get through alone. You have to put your trust in someone, and that someone was Sarah.
Yeah, but you actually didn't really trust her in the end because you jumped ship, and then she looked at you and just quietly said, "I'm screwed." What did that make you feel like?
Oh, it was really difficult because when you're in that position, any form of me saying, "Oh, Sarah, you'll be okay," or "I really like you, Sarah," or something like that, is actually going to make the situation worse for her.
Absolutely.
So it was kind of like you just kind of have to go and let it be and hope that she's going to be okay.
Now you're back into your old tribe, Summer Tao. Things have changed over there a little bit with Henry, of course, over there. Michelle's just, she's cutting sick left, right and centre, saying whatever she has to survive. How are you going to go fit? Do you think you'll fit straight back in?
I think I will. I do have strong ties over there, and I'm hoping, you know, I think I'm in a better spot in Summer Tao than I would be on a Sunga. So I think it was the right move, and I do have some really strong allies out there that I can reconnect with.
We'll just have to wait and see, though.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, everyone's talking about merge at the moment, but I can't see it happening anytime soon because there's still 1,000 of you on the bloody island, mate.
Slight exaggeration. Also, sorry about my laugh. But yes, there is a lot of us still there.
So can you give us a little hint, like, is the merge coming soon or...?
Ooh, I think, yeah, for Survivor fans would know that
it's got to happen soon.
On the horizon. It's coming.
Now, can we just talk a little, like, both Claire and I like to talk more about some behind-the-scenes sort of stuff that happens on the show, right, Pete?
Awesome.
How far is Tribal Council from your camps?
Oh.
Now, I know you're sitting next to a Wynn publicist right now. They're probably, like, striking you down, saying, shaking their head, saying, don't answer the question. But don't worry about them. It's fine. Answer the question.
I'm going to give you a vague answer and just say pretty far.
Pretty far. Okay, cool. Yeah, pretty like far. Horizon pretty far.
Mate,
or...
with that sort of an answer, that's about as far as your Survivor game's about to go, I reckon.
Oh, rude.
No.
We'll see.
Yeah, no, we will see.
To watch, Peter, at the moment.
And you're playing a very interesting game, Pete. You're sort of there. You're not really like, you've positioned yourself brilliantly where you're not pulling all the strings, but you're just doing enough to stay relevant, for lack of a better word, mate.
Thanks, guys. Do appreciate.
No, you're doing a great job. Peter there from Australian Survivor, back again 7:30 tonight on Wynn. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you. Big hugs.